Amen. It is Monday afternoon. Monday afternoon, 2 p.m. Central Time, OPVC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church in Northfield, Minnesota. And I told you, some of you, that when I saw this about Eminem, I had to do a broadcast about this. I had to talk about this. And then I started digging a little bit and kept digging around a little bit more and found out some more interesting things. And let me tell you, I titled this for this very reason on purpose. I should have thought about it a little bit more. Maybe I could have made it a little bit better, but that's okay. We won't worry about that right now. But I titled this for that purpose and that reason because this is Masonic Christian music. Just like there's another Jesus, another gospel, which is the one that they're preaching, a false Christ that shall arise. This is who these people are promoting. This is who's coming, is after the working of Satan, with all signs, signs and lying wonders. Okay? This is who they are. It's what they believe. They're only advertising for their God. Their Christ. Their capstone. Okay? Their capstone. This is who the Masonic Order is advertising for. Everything they do is an advertisement. This is their advertisement. This symbol. Let me show you something here. Well, you see it right here, don't you? Well, there it is. Let me tell you something, Scotty. Don't underestimate that white guy, because I'm going to tell you something right now. That white guy raps better than any black guy you've ever heard in your life. And it's because of all the devils he has in him. He makes those guys just sit down and look like fools. And I am not kidding you. I listened to that guy before I was saved, and I couldn't believe how well a white man could rap better than black men. And definitely, if there's a king of rap, it's him. Definitely. Better than all of them, hands down, because of all the devils he has in him. I absolutely 100% believe that. Better than all of them. So you have the square, right? And the compass. Right here, you have the square. You got the devil sign, obviously. Right? You have the number 33, then you have 6 in there, mixed in the mix. But you have the Masonic, you have the all-seeing eye, you have the one eye blacked out for purposes to show you the one eye. Right? On the devil sign on his forehead. So, this is the guy that tops, brace yourself, this is the guy that tops the Christian Billboard charts. And they call it a new faith-based song, and I agree with them. It is a Masonic faith-based song. DJ Khalid. Masonic. Kanye West. Masonic. Say, what list are they on? They don't have to be on a list. They promote and advertise the religion. That's what they do. They're very powerful wizards. And Kanye West is more powerful than most of them. Probably more than Eminem. Definitely. Kanye West is a wizard. He is a sorcerer. He is a Simon the Sorcerer. Donald Trump is more of a sorcerer than Kanye West is. Oh, yeah. That's what they are. They're very powerful. Acclaimed rap artist Eminem topped the Billboard Hot Christian Songs chart for the first time in his nearly 30-year career after recently releasing a song praising Jesus Christ. Does anybody believe that he's praising the Jesus Christ of the Bible? Eminem, whose full name is Marshall Mathers III, was featured on a remix of Use This Gospel. I told you guys, and I warned you guys about Kanye West back in 2019. And I said, Kanye is going to bring all these wicked devils in, and he's going to make Christians out of them. He's going to bring them all in, and they're all going to be singing Christian songs. That's what they're going to be doing. And what did he bring in? Snoop Dogg, the biggest perverted, pornographic, wicked, dope-smoking devil. Singing a gospel message about his Jesus. The one that lets him smoke pot, get high, fornicate with hoes, and everything else. That's who? The capstone. They're Jesus. The Jesus of the Masonic Order. The Jesus that is the light of the lodge. Eminem. As Christian headlines previously reported, Eminem's lyrics include him praising the Lord amid Satan's attacks. And some dummy somewhere is actually going to believe that Eminem is being attacked by Satan and being defended by Christ. While he promotes the satanic agenda. While he promotes the New World Order satanic agenda. While he promotes the Illuminati. While he promotes the Masonic Order. While he promotes a mystical phony Christ. The same Christ that the Jesuit order serves. The same one Roman Catholicism serves. The same guy that had the song Rap God. That same guy. Now let's remember some things. Okay, now I want to help you with something, okay? I want you to try to pay attention very closely here. This might help you. Ready? they're not going to run around calling themselves Peter Pan and that they serve Peter Pan. They're not going to say they serve Buddha. They're going to say they believe in Jesus Christ. Why? Because there's big money, because American Christianity, a bunch of gullible, professing Christian fools. They profess Christ, but they have no clue who the Christ of the Bible is. They don't know who he is. They don't have a clue who the Christ of the Bible is. They don't know who he is. So somebody comes along and says, "Bring Jesus." And they come along and they sing a song about Jesus. Everybody says, "Oh, they love God. They're Christians. Come into my church and sing your song. Dance with your little hoochies on stage and get the smoke machine out. While you're all gyrating your hips, it'll be great." Playing your jungle music. Your African witch doctor music. Right? That's what they're doing. I get people get mad at me for that. "You're a racist." Oh, I am? Well, just study the roots of where the music comes from and you can see right away where it comes from. Matthew 24. This is the attack. I've tried to explain this for the last four or five years especially. I have tried to explain this. They're going to come as Christ. That's how they're going to come. They're not going to come as Buddha. They're not going to come as a Rastafarian. They're going to come for gullible false converts and some saved people that are foolish that are going to get caught up in a false Christ for a while till they repent. "That if any man shall say unto you, 'Lo, here is Christ,' or 'there,' believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before." "And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." "And Jesus answered and said unto them, 'Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars.'" So this is the end times. These are the false Christs that shall arise. They're all a bunch of fruity wizards. Sodomites. Pagans. That use the name of Jesus. And are you kidding me, Slim Shady? Really? You people out there are that dumb that you believe Slim Shady is a Christian, so you bought his music and put him on the number one top Christian Billboard chart? The guy that said, "Watch me stick 9-inch nails through each one of my eyelids"? You really think these Masonic devils, these actors, these fools, are Christians? These Masonic, Kabbalistic, you don't know who Slim Shady is? That's Eminem. Right? Look. Just look at what he's doing. Never know, he might die this year. He calls this the curtain call too, you never know. He's only 49 years old. By the way, we're gonna get into that number 13, brother Carl. We're gonna get into it. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that number 13. Right? All of it, Kabbalistic. I don't know what he turned his daughter into. I've never heard. I don't know much about his daughter, Haley. Let's see here. Well, we are going to get into some things. I think it goes without saying that rap music is from hell. Now. Not how now, brown cow. But here's the thing. We are going to get into the history of hip-hop. Not today, though. We are going to get into the history of hip-hop. As I expand on my teaching on music and other things, we're going to get into the history of hip-hop. We're going to get back into the CIA invention. Right? Because the federal government, the CIA, that wonderful PSYOP organization, right, created it in a lab. This is DJ Khalid. He is the one that remixed this song for Kanye West. Kanye West, as you know, is a little Masonic devil. No true conversion. No true repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Dating some Victoria's Secrets model right now. Right? Well, who is DJ Khalid? Well, DJ Khalid is a Muslim. Wait a minute. So what you're saying is Kanye West Eminem and DJ Khalid are all singing about God. Yeah, on his 46th birthday. Look at that. Isn't that something? They're all singing about God. Right? Well, Khalid is a Muslim. He's a professing Muslim. So when he sings about God, and Kanye sings about God, what God are they talking about? Well, that's easy. The Masonic God. That one. They're singing about that God. The same one Joseph Smith and the Mormons sing about, which we might get into today. I got a little bit of Vatican assassins in history of some Jesuit infiltration and different things like that that I might get to today with the Mormon Church. Which is the same God. Mormons serve the God of Freemasonry, the Antichrist. Lucifer, the light of the lodge. That's who they serve. DJ Khalid has a song that he redid from Kanye West called Use This Gospel. Which one? DJ Khalid is a Muslim. A professing Muslim. So you got Dr. Dre, Kanye West, Eminem, DJ Khalid. Well, these guys are all Antichrist. Well, Paul warned us, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that calls you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Now, are you understanding something? Kanye West is saying, use this gospel. Well, which one is that? Not the one in the Bible. Use this gospel. Say this spell. Follow this gospel. Not the one in the scriptures. Use this gospel. Follow this Jesus. This Jesus. Use this gospel. Are you following me? Are you following me? Which gospel? That one. That one right there. Wait, what do you mean, preacher? What do you mean? Well, remember, I can find it here. Remember all the young Mormons that flocked to see Kanye West in 2019? Remember them? Yeah, that one. Oh, that one. Right, the slain Hiram Abiff. Oh, that one? Yeah, use this gospel. The same one the Mormons use. That gospel. The same one DJ Khalid uses. The Muslim, Allah, Satan, right? See the one-eyed? Who's he looking up at? Lucifer. That's who Allah is. By the way, show you something here. Give me a second here. Hang on a second. This number, it's reported that this number of album that he has now is his 13th album. Right? DJ Khalid. DJ Khalid, use this gospel. God did. Look, that's what his album's called. God did. This is the remix. Here's the lyrics, right? Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings and the Father. We put our faith, King of the Kingdom. Our demons are trembling. I don't have any demons. You got demons? I don't have demons. I don't have any of those. You got demons? I don't have any demons. Our demons are trembling. Holy angels defended. In the Father we put our faith. I'm holding on, yea, but I don't know if I can take it much longer. Today's the day that I put all my trust and faith in you. Father, please let this hate make me stronger. Well, who's his father? Satan. Think about this. Eminem is asking God, whatever God it is, it's not the God of the Bible, but he's asking God to make his hate stronger. Make him stronger. Please let this hate make me stronger. Because he's full of hate. Well, what is he full of? The devil. That's why he hates. Today's the day that I put all my trust and faith in you, Father. Please let this hate make me stronger. For they turn on me like a zombie. It's like I'm being strangled unconscious. When temptation is almost like Satan is baiting you, trying to take you away from your daughters, dangling a bunch of painkillers on you, waving them in your face, and then Watson's come in extra strength, and that's why they make them a rectangular object, because the shape is a shape of a coffin. But the devil's egging me on, but I ain't going to let him break me because I'm a soldier. So my Savior, I call on to rescue me from these depths of despair, so these demons better step like a stair. Because he's my shepherd, I'm armed with Jesus, my weapon is prayer. Soon as I squeeze it, I'm blessed like sneezes. Call me Jesus. Call me Jesus. See that? Kanye never repented of calling himself Jesus. He is the Christ that he's singing to. Kanye is the Christ that he is singing to. That's who he is. Regardless, never claimed to be flawless. Long list of mistakes I've acknowledged. Y'all wish I would say something positive. Well, okay, then I'm positive. They'd rather trade leather with Mayweather. They'd rather trade leather with Mayweather because they would fare better with them odds. To compare godliness to an atheist. But I got them audiences raving. Whole place looking like a mosh pit. Bible at my side like a rifle with a God-given gift. Every single day I thank God for that's why I pay so much homage. Praises to Jesus, I'll always. Really? Does anybody believe this? Look at Kanye. Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father we put our faith. King of the kingdom. Our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. See that? Wow. His last non-explicit song, Eminem drops a more religious and spiritual concern verse. The track is a rare example of Eminem's song that features zero curse words. His last non-explicit song was We Made You in 2009. Meanwhile, Kanye's chorus from the original song is kept the same. See that? This is that DJ Khalid, who is a Muslim. So he is singing songs to a God and another Jesus. Not that Muslims do not believe in the Jesus of the Bible. They do not believe Jesus is Lord. They do not believe Jesus is God. They do not believe that at all. That's not, they don't believe anything that anything at all about that. Right? That's what they do. That's who they are. They're Masonic. This is who these people are. This is who they serve. This is their work. This is the great work. Like we talked about the other day. You want to see something else? Watch this. This is DJ Khalid. I embark on life. My path is all math. Listen. It's Masonic. Listen. I embark on life. I better read this off camera because there might be a curse word there and I don't want you to see that. And I don't want to put, because this will go on sermon audio, so I'll be careful. I embark on life. My path is all math. I understand the codes these hackers can't crack. I understand that folks expect me to fold community control to violate parole. I won't fail, but a lot of men will. I'm iconic in the field like Solomon's seal. It's just an intro. Allow my flow time to sink into the temple. Freemason, freelancer, free agents, we faster. Big contracts, big contractors, built pyramids, pyramid, period, we masters. No caterpillars. It was just a lot of niggas, a lot of great thinkers, and a lot of great inventors. In all white mansion, I'm the child of God. All black diamonds. Times were hard. New Rolls Royce. Guess you made it, nigga. All white neighborhoods. You the favorite, nigga. My top back like JFK. They want to push my top back like JFK. Join forces with the kings. And we ate all day. Right now I could rewrite history. What is he talking about? He's talking about the great work. He's talking about the great work. He's telling you that he's part of Solomon's seal. Well, he's a Muslim. That's what they do. Remember, Kanye West is going all over the country in 2019. Joey says, I don't understand what that part of JFK. JFK was assassinated by the Jesuit order through the Masonic orders, through the Knights of Malta, through the various orders. JFK was assassinated because he disobeyed the Pope. Richard Berry, how did you get saved in 2021? What happened? It is a false enlightenment, but he says he knows the codes, right? DJ Khalid says he knows the codes. I embark on life. My path is all math. I understand the codes these hackers can't crack. I understand that folks expect me to fold. I'm iconic in the field like Solomon's seal. Mm-hmm. That's who he is. He's telling you he's part of the great work. He's in the Brotherhood of Master Masons. Here's Eminem in one of his videos, wearing a Masonic apron, right here. Wearing it right there. Somehow they will show you who they are. Right? Somehow they will show you whose team they are on. I mean, they're very specific. Very specific. Right? That's who they are. That's who DJ Khalid is. He's a Muslim. So tell me, how can a Muslim, right? How does a Muslim sing songs to God with that? How does he do that? See his 13th studio album? God Did is his 13th studio album. Right? Why number 13? Because that's his God. He's showing you who his God is. God Did. By the way, look at the letters. 6. 6 letters. God Did. That's what he's doing. You see that? That's what he's doing. He's described himself as a devout Muslim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then how could this devout Muslim sing songs to God and to Jesus with the rapper Kanye, who's supposed to be a Christian, and with Eminem? Well, easy. It's the same God. They serve the same God. That's why Kanye West. Right? That's why he can go into Joel Osteen's church. Do you want to know why the world... Why is Eminem's Christian song on the top charts? Why do professing Christians in America want to hear that as opposed to listening to, let's say, this?
For a long time I traveled down a long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy. In sin I sank low.
Right? Why would they want to sing that? Why would they want to hear that?
Though the angry surges roar.
Why wouldn't they want to listen to that? Songs that glorify the Lord. Why wouldn't they want to listen to... Let's try this...
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall.
When I am sad,
okay, so think about that. Why would they not want to listen to that? Why do they... I'll tell you why. Because the world loves this. The world loves this. Who has never changed. The man has never changed. Right? This man, a professing Muslim, singing about God. Right? What God? God did what? He's talking about God did. God did what? What God are you talking about? That God. This one. That's what they're talking about. This God. The one that the Mormons sing to. Kanye West. The one that nobody hates. The God that nobody hates.
Savior, thank you for bringing us this far. On the field, everybody looking at him crazy. Even diagnosed with bipolar disorder. When you're serving multiple gods, the God of your ego, the God of money, God of pride.
Which is exactly what he's doing. He's telling everybody what he's doing.
On on the internet. These people don't know you like that. Social media is designed to make you think slower.
Well, he's right about that.
You can't like Trump. I ain't never made a decision only based off my color. That's a form of slavery.
He's right about some of the things that he says. But what is it, though? It's what the world loves. It's what the world loves. It doesn't offend anybody. Right? It doesn't offend them. Do you think the world's going to be offended by Eminem's lyrics? Do you think the world's going to be offended by Eminem's lyrics? That's what makes it more believable. That's why you're to determine, you're to be able to see the difference in a counterfeit Christ. You're supposed to be able to see the difference because you have the Spirit of God in you. So you're supposed to be able to identify what's different. Right? You're supposed to know the difference. Be able to determine that. So, you ask the question, you might ask the question, how in the world can all these people just get along like this? Because they all serve the same God. They serve the God this guy does. They serve that God. That's who they serve. You look at some of their lyrics of their songs. Use this gospel. Which gospel is that? Not the one found in the scriptures. Right? It's another gospel. It's the same as the Muslims. It's the same as the Mormons. The Mormons are a Masonic order. Here's what was happening. In about 1850, the Masonic order was outed in America. Many Baptists and many others were exposing the Masonic order. So they had to do something. In order to continue the Masonic order. So what did they do? In comes Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, other men like that. In comes those men, and they redefine the Masonic order through the Mormon religion. Through the Mormon religion. The Mormons were exposed long before Bill Schneblin did his fake and phony exposition, which I don't even agree with, a lot of it. But before he did those things, there were men that exposed them way better than he ever did. This is not a new tactic by the devil. This is not a new tactic of the devil. It has been around for a while. this Jesuit DeSmitt was a major part of that. He worked with the Indians. He caused a lot of trouble, actually. He got the Sioux Indians to rise up and kill a bunch of Lutherans in Minnesota over here that caused the Sioux uprising, and then it caused a lot of trouble. He was also good friends with Brigham Young. He talked Brigham Young into going to Salt Lake City to build his temple in Salt Lake City. Now, you have to understand something. The reason that Joseph Smith, and why do I bring this up? Because the same God that DJ Khalid serves is the same God that Joseph Smith served. And his connection and his handler through the Jesuit order was this man right here. Not Joseph Smith, but Brigham Young's. Mormonism is nothing more than the Masonic order. The reason that he was killed, the reason that Joseph Smith was killed when he was in prison was for his polygamy, and also because he stole the secrets of the Masonic order and he created his own order. This Jesuit DeSmitt was a part of all that. I'm going to read you a few things. Now, why is this important? Because the devil has always used people in the name of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to do a lot of things. And it's not the same Jesus. It's not the same Jesus. Not at all. It's another Jesus. It's another gospel. The Antichrist and Antichrist religion will always be around until Jesus comes back and puts it down. That Antichrist religion has to come in the name of a Christ in order for it to be effective. The Masonic order is just another, or the Mormonism is just another order of the Masons. That's all it is. Hang on. If you looked at the Mormon tabernacle, right? If you look at it, you'll see the same designs. Why is that? Because the Masonic order, the Mormons, the Muslims. Think about the black stone at Kaaba. Right? Think about that for a second. Why in the world do Muslims march around this thing? What is this thing? Why do they do that? Good question. Well, they do it because... I mean, it's the same imagery as this. It's the great work, right? It's the great... Hang on a second. Let me find my spot here. The somewhere, I don't know where I put that. It might be in, hang on a second. Let me look for something here real quick. Let me find something here. Let me see. Let me see. Give me a second. Don't go anywhere yet. We'll see if I can find it. You know, anyway, I'll get back to that in a second. The temple, the Masonic symbols and the temple in the LDS temple. These are some of the symbols that are on the Masonic temple. I mean, I keep calling it the Masonic Temple. It is the Mason, Mormon Temple, right? All of their, and I taught this in my Mormonism series. I'm going to go back and redo those, and I don't know if I have videos for those, but I'm going to go back and redo those. Thank you. But there are a ton, and I have those somewhere. There's some weird stuff going on there. What in the world is going on with these people? These people are weird. These people are just playing goofy. Yeah, they sort of are. Look at this. What in the world? What's wrong with these people anyway? I remember going through these years ago. Cindy, you've seen these. I've got to go back and do my Mormonism series, probably, and teach you on some of this. Does anybody remember when I did the All-Seeing Eye one years ago? I mean years ago. Cindy might remember that. But there's a purpose for these symbols, right? They're speaking when they're saying these things. So, in everything they do, their pictures, their pictures say something. They advertise something. The same God. They advertise the same God. Well, that's who he believes in. Right? That's who he believes in. Same thing. Hasn't changed. But he's on the top Christian billboards as Christian music. You can't forget about Jay-Z and all those other people, right? That are part of the same thing. Now, I mentioned Mormonism because Kanye West is performing in Mormon country right there. He performs for Joel Osteen. Why do all these guys get along? Because they all have the same God. They all believe in the same God. Do you want to know why the Jesuit order? Do you want to know why the Jesuit order uses Mormonism? And why the Jesuit order built up Mormonism over in Utah? There's one reason, there's one thing besides Satan's kingdom. There's one thing that they fulfill better than anyone. I'll read it to you by Eric John Phelps. What service does the multi-million dollar Masonically controlled Mormon... Let me back up. Years later, the Jesuits, using high-level Freemasonry, would begin a powerful cult in George Washington's Republic of these George Washington's Calvinistic Republic of these United States. The new brotherhood would be called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormonism, being another salvation by works religion like Roman Catholicism. Its founder, Joseph Smith, was a high-level Freemason. His successor, Brigham Young, was also another high-level Freemason who in 1846 at Council Bluffs, Iowa, had a private meeting with Pierre de Smet, one of the most powerful American Jesuits of the 19th century. Being the foremost Jesuit of influence among the Indian nations, de Smet, using Confederate General and 33rd degree Mason Albert Pike, incited his Sioux Indians to mass murder 800 white Lutherans of Minnesota. While having procured the exemption of Jesuits from the draft during America's bloodbath, erroneously called the Civil War. Possibly de Smet could have personally visited Young on his settlement in the West. Furthering the Mormon agitation via Gnostic Freemasonry. For the Mormon leaders sought to create their own nation and thus were considered so dangerous to our Union by President Abraham Lincoln. Knowing that whatever enterprise the Jesuit order is involved in, it was either secretly controlled by the order through the craft, from the beginning of its leadership was later subverted. So we must ask the question, what service does a multi-million dollar Masonically controlled Mormon headquarters in Salt Lake City, Utah, provide for the Jesuit general and his high command assistancy? Dear truth seeker, that service is the genealogical record keeping so accurately maintained by the Mormon hierarchy. The Mormon hierarchy has a database for the beast system that has kept the record keeping that's going to all be electronically or is all electronically filed away on everyone. They have the genealogical records of everyone. And it's for Rome. It's for that beast system. That's the purpose of it. That's the purpose. let me go to show you something here. Oh, I probably have it over here. Now, remember, back in 2019, Kanye West Mormonism, TJ Jakes Ecumenical Antichrist. Remember that? Remember how fun that was? This is my series on Mormonism. The Mormon God is an evolving Adam, a polygamous pimp. Mormon is pagan polytheism, multiple gods. Mormons worship the Jesus of the Da Vinci Code. The occultism of Mormonism, necromancy and familiar spirits. Joseph Smith, Mormon founder, Master Mason. Joseph Smith, Mormon founder, astrological witch. All of these people are connected to witchcraft. Joseph Smith, sexual perversion, spiritual perversion. Joseph Smith had a talisman. Joseph Smith did the same thing that Muhammad did. Why am I bringing this up? Because they all get along because they all serve the same God. Hang on. See. Look what he said here. How about that? In the heat of the misery, Mormon War of 1838, Joseph Smith made the following claim: I will be to this generation a second Muhammad, whose motto in treating for peace was the Quran or the sword. So shall it eventually be with Joseph Smith or the sword. You listening? Paying attention? There it is. What did Muhammad do? Muhammad, when he wanted somebody's wife, he fell down in a trance and said, well, Allah told me I could have your wife. And because the Bible's not your authority of faith and practice, you'll believe that rum-dum devil-possessed wicked pedophile. These cult leaders like David Koresh and other people, you'll believe what they say because the Bible's not your authority. And let me tell you something, friend. If God's word's not your authority and some man is, and some man's vision and charismatic vision and everything else is your authority, then you're going to give over to that witchcraft and you're going to do things against God's word. I don't care what your vision says. I care what God's word says. It's the Bible that is the authority of faith and practice. It's God's word. Stop trusting your feelings. Stop trusting your emotions. Stop trusting what men say directly, just out of their mouth. But you trust in the words of the living God. If a pastor doesn't follow the scriptures and preach the gospel and preach the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified and teach you to follow that book, then you're not to listen to him. So this man had his magic little talisman, and he did the same thing Muhammad did. What did he do? when he liked the way some guy's wife looked, he fell down in a trance, had an epileptic fit, stood up, and told that man that he could have his wife. Because a man refused him and said, no, you're not taking my wife. Well, then he falls down in a trance and says, well, Allah told me I could have her. That's Antichrist. C.T. Russell channeled spirits too. I know, I've got a whole sermon series on the JWs and their channeling of spirits. In fact, you can go see that right here. This is Joseph Smith's series, or the series on Mormonism. Oops. I'll give you the other one here. They were controlled under the craft as well. Here it is right here. Watchtower of Witches, Occult Roots of Jehovah Witnesses. In fact, that is on, let's see, let me get... I got to get those over here on YouTube or Sermon Audio. Those videos aren't on there. I got to get that on there. Let's see. See if I can find it. Hey, who's uploading my stuff? Here it is. Right here.
Okay. Russell.
This video right here, back when I had some black hair in 2018. This is right before my brains melted on the sidewalk, but that's okay. There it is right there. Nice video that Luke did, by the way. See this right here? This is the pyramids and the capstones. Here's another one.
47.
Nope, that's not it. This is why I preach against Freemasonry. Back in the day when Andrew had no stash and no beard. Look at that smooth-faced man right there.
Okay. Russell was very specific that all the data he utilizes, as well as the diagrams, were from a book by Professor Piazza Smith. You ever heard of him?
Another one called The Watchtower of Witches, too.
An Egyptologist. He included it in Thy Kingdom Come. There's even a letter from the professor approving of Russell's utilization of his research.
See if I can find it here. Here it is. Hey, who's this guy? Sound doctrinal. Who's that guy? Oh, I thought. I wonder who Cooley was there. That's not me. Okay. Here's another one. Watchtower of Witches. So there you go. Anyway, so those are there. Now Joseph Smith. Back to him. Joseph Smith had his little talisman. He was a witch. Served the same God the Muslims do. Served the same God that, that Muslims do. Same God DJ Khalid serves. Same God he serves. Same God Kanye serves. Okay? Joseph Smith took the secrets of the Masonic Order right? Started his own order. Okay. Started his own order. The 33 is at the bottom. 3-3. And after he started his own order, he was killed by the Masons. But the Jesuits came in very quickly with De Smet and used him. Why? Because they all preached the same thing. They all believe the same thing. They're all serving the same God. It's the God that they serve. The Antichrist. Right, the all-seeing eye. Why can they get along? How come DJ Khalid can sing with the professing Christian Kanye? On his 13th album about God. Because it's the God that they serve. And it's through the craft. See, these guys are not Jesuits. These guys are part of the Masonic order that the Jesuits use. They use the Masonic order. Everything is accomplished through the craft. Most of these black singers, rappers, most of them are Masons. The women are initiated into a cult. The men, monarch, mind control, Disney is used. The men, I believe, are sodomized. I think men like Tupac wouldn't go for it, so they shot him and killed him. Because he just wouldn't go for it. I think they just killed him. And he was Antichrist too. But they just killed him. Why? Because he probably wouldn't go along with it. His initial response was that he wasn't gonna sing with Dre because Dre was a queer. He wouldn't go along with it. So why are Christians okay with that? Why are Christians, professing Christians in America? I'm going to show you something else, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know, Carl. I know all those songs. Believe me. Believe me when I tell you, I know Hail Mary. Run quick, see. Believe me, I can't forget those lyrics. Believe me. Mm-hmm. I remember all of them. Now, what's interesting, it's not good, but what's interesting is when you start looking at their lyrics, you can see now look what's being said here. Christianity in the U.S. may become a minority group by 2070 if recent trends continue, according to data released by the Pew Research Center. To predict how the U.S. landscape will change over the next 50 years, the center posed several questions. What if Christians keep leaving religion at the same rate observed in recent years? What if the place of worship switching continues to accelerate? What if switching were to stop, but other demographic trends such as migration, births, and deaths were to continue? Right? The center modeled four hypothetical scenarios based on trends including no switching, steady switching, rising disinflation, right? The scenario of no switching hypothesizes that Christians will keep their majority through 2070. Well, I would say already right now, it says 46% in 2070, 46% of Americans would identify as Christians. Well, one of the reasons for that is that Christians don't have babies anymore. Professing Christians, which most of them aren't Christians, most of them are lost and dead in their sins. They've never repented. They've never put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone. And all these yahoos that are listening to Eminem on there and listening to DJ Khalid and listening to Kanye West are a bunch of lost professing fools. I got saved from that music. I got saved out of that nonsense. God delivered me from that. God brought me out of that sin, sinful lifestyle. So when people want to come back in, when people want to sing these songs and think that's Christianity, they're not Christians in the first place. Most of them aren't. Some are, and some will get right. But most of these people are not Christians. They speak Christianese. But they have never met the Lord and they have never been changed by Him. And I preached years ago, I preached a sermon. Wait, that's not it. Here you go. Man, I preached that back in 2015. Counterfeit Christians filling the church of Antichrist. Yep. And I still believe it. I still believe it. These people, led by people like Eminem, they are going to slaughter us. These people are the ones that are going to be killing us. Because they're not real and they've never been born again. They've never been supernaturally changed by the Spirit of God. So Joseph Smith was a Mormon Pope. C.T. Russell and Rutherford, Jehovah Witness Popes. Look, you just have to go out on the street and preach the gospel to know that these people are not Christians. You just got to go preach in the open air. I'm going to show you guys this year because we're going to get that streaming device and we're going to do that. And I'm going to tell you something. You are going to watch these people, how they react to the gospel. And some of them are going to profess to be Christians. And they are going to hate the things that we teach and preach. But they'll love this guy. They'll put this guy on the charts and he's a Muslim. They'll put Eminem on the charts. And he's a Muslim. And he's a Masonic. Might as well be a Muslim, but he's a Masonic. Phony. Fake. Christian. That's who he is. But they are going to put him on the charts. And they're going to lift those men up, but they're going to, why do they hate preaching, but they love Kanye's song, and DJ Khaled's song, Jesus Did, or God Did. Why do they hate? Why do they hate us? Why do they get mad at us? Why do they want to kill us? Why did they kill the apostles? You think Jesus' sermon would be on the top 100 list? How many of these people that put Eminem on the top list, how many of these people do you actually think would listen to a biblical sermon preached? How many? Jesus said, woe unto you when all men speak well of you. So did their fathers to the false prophets. Right? Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. Kanye's on the top charts. Eminem's on the top Christian charts. So let me get this straight. Christians are so dumb in America, professing Christians. You're so dumb that a man print that went out and has been singing album after album about murdering women, raping, killing, murdering, beating, suicides, drug overdoses, all kinds of wicked things, sings one song, puts three lines in there about Jesus, and everybody calls that a Christian song and buys it. Yep, that's Antichrist. That right there is Antichrist. For professing Christians to buy those things, that's Antichrist. That's what that is. False prophets are always spoke well of. False prophets are always spoke well of. Jesus said just the opposite. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Again, we're told, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Right? People are so deceived. The Bible warns us. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. The Bible warns us. The Bible warns us that we are not to be deceived by vain words. Because men will come in and they'll say, lo, here is Christ or there is Christ. Believe them not. They're Antichrist. All they have to do is just say that they're saved. Excuse me. All they have to do is just say that they're saved. That's all they have to do. Or they have to say Christian things. They don't even have to give a good testimony. I don't remember much about that group. So I don't know. I don't remember much about them, to be honest with you. I thought they were a contemporary Christian group. I don't know much. I don't remember much about them, but I thought they were a CCM group. I'd have to look into them more before I answer that question. But I don't remember. For some reason, I thought they had some, I thought that Mercy Me group had some like weird occultic stuff going on, but I can't remember. I don't know. Offhand, I don't know. But listen, here's the thing. We know full well who Eminem is. We know full well who Dr. Dre is. We know full well who DJ Khaled is. We know full well who these people serve. We know who Kanye West serves, and that's himself. We know who these people are. We know who Dr. Dre serves. Right? We know who these people serve. We know who their gods are. I don't see it. Teresa Connor, you said, I see images of Jesus on the throne. Well, I hope you don't see images of Jesus on the throne, because you're not supposed to see images of Jesus anywhere. You're supposed to look in God's Word. And you're supposed to read God's Word. And you're supposed to grow by God's Word. And you're supposed to hide God's Word in your heart. You're not to look for visions and everything else. You're to look for the Word of God. You're to look to the Word of God and get all of everything from the Word of God. Not from your feelings, not from your emotions, but from what thus saith the Lord says, what the Bible says. Not seeing visions of anything. I don't need to see a vision of God. One day I'm going home and I'm going to see God. Face to face at the throne of God. But right now, I walk by faith, not by sight. The Bible commands us to walk by faith and not by sight. Women are emotional beings and they can be very much deceived very quickly. They can be deceived by their emotions. They can be deceived by their feelings. They can be deceived by circumstances very quickly, very easily. So one has to be careful. to follow the word of God completely. Chris Tomlin and most of those guys, you need to listen to my series on CCM. Richard Berry, it's a lot for you to take in. You're a newly saved Christian, but I'm just saying you need to look at some of my messages on CCM. Those people are not good people, most of them. Most of them follow the world and the spirit of Antichrist. They live wicked, lascivious lives. And they're not sold out and separated unto Christ. And continuing the spirit of making more friends and influencing more people. Here it is. This one made a lot of people happy. Here it is right here. The God of CCM is the Antichrist. Oh, yeah. That one made a lot of friends right there. This is the second one I did was the Pied Piper of Rome's Ecumenical Agenda. I've done other ones on CCM. Let's just type in. Let's go over. Here we go. CCM, Sodomites, Joel Osteen's Inspirational Cube. That was funny. I needed one of those. I never did get one. Kanye West, NAR, Lou Engel. Yep. These are the Charismatic Heresy. I need to preach some more on CCM. I thought I did, Carl. Carl, I thought I preached more on CCM. Maybe I just sprinkled it in. Man, I got a lot of work to do. I'm gonna have to be preaching some more on that. Anyway, well, you get the point of who these people are, right? Then you wonder why. Listen, get your Christianity from the Bible. Don't get it from outside of the scriptures. Yes, find a good local New Testament church that follows the Word of God. Completely. That's what you need. I recommend an independent Baptist church that follows the scriptures. Believes the Bible is the word of God. The King James Bible teaches it and teaches you to follow it. But there's definitely more to come with all those things. We got a lot of work to do. I must have sprinkled it in. I could swear I taught more on that, but maybe I got it under something else. I don't know. But that's okay. Either way. But here's the thing. I talk a lot about the charismatic movement is connected to CCM so greatly. There's such a connection there between the two. All right, everybody. Well, now you know. You can see some of the connections there, a few of them. We could talk for hours about all this. All of these things are connected. They serve a different God. Okay, now I'm going to play a song for you if you want to say hi real quick, and then we're going to get out of here. All right? Let's see. There it is. That's what I'm looking for.
to see him and look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him and look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, just let me lift my voice. Here's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look toward the mountain height, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight with a tender outstretched hand toward the valley so low, guiding me. Can see as I onward go, when before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then my Lord directs my path, he does safely keep, and he leads me gently on through this world below, and he's a real friend to me, oh I love him so. To see him, just look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On those streets of glory, just let me lift my voice. Here's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Here's all past, home at last, ever to
Amen and amen. All right, let's see here. Yep, they are the best. Did you make your master tonic? Not yet. I think they're going to make it. I think the ladies will probably make some. We still have some from last year, so we're doing good with that. That was Chris Stanzel. Let's see. What did that Masonic logo is Azazel Demon Sigil. They agreed to go the way of Cain. Yep. Okay, there's a sermon you did on music and mentioned different rock artists. You mentioned UCCM artists, and I can't remember the title. Okay. All right. Let's see. All right, anybody. Anyway, all right, God bless you all. Hey, pray for our ministry. We got, you got, we've got lots of good things coming up in October. Taking a few weeks off of evangelism, which is good. Celebrating our 15th anniversary of our church this Sunday. We'll be celebrating our 15th anniversary. We will not be at the meeting house. We'll be at a remote location. But we will be celebrating that and enjoying our time together and rejoicing and giving some testimonies of all that the Lord has done in our church and in the last 15 years. So we are very grateful for that. Amazing, really. It's God's grace. So many churches have shut down that preach the Bible. They've given up. They've walked away. So many things. And then, you know, the Lord really has preserved our church and kept us from all kinds of evil and brought us through trials and temptations and everything else that have come along the way. But through it all, the Lord preserved me and preserved our church. preserved me as a pastor and preserved the people, taught me many lessons about being a pastor, and is still teaching me many lessons, by the way, about being a pastor, and, you know, humbling me and teaching me, you know, abasing my pride when necessary, and, you know, also protecting me and guiding me along the way. And I'm grateful for that. And so we're grateful, and we're going to celebrate that this Sunday here, all that the Lord has done. And it's amazing. It's hard to believe it's been 15 years. I'll be honest with you. It just doesn't seem possible. But it is. My son was like 2 years old. My oldest son was 2 years old. Mandy wasn't even born yet when we started. So how amazing is that, right? And then I look now at all these children. Some children in this church have known no other church. Right? And they've never known another church their whole life. So it's amazing to see that they've grown up in this church. I mean, most of them. Most of the 40 children that are here have all grown up in this church, most of them. It's just amazing to think about that. But that's the way it is, amen? So we rejoice in that, to see God do that. And what an amazing time to be alive, amen? So we'll see all the good things that God has in store for us and in the future, you know, for our children. So praise the Lord for that. Amen. So anyway, but God bless you all. You take care. If you want to donate to our ministry, you can do that. You can send it salvationpreacher@gmail.com. That's through PayPal. Or you can mail us something. Or you can mail it to the address that's right here, 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. You're more than welcome to do that. Or you can send it Apple Pay or Venmo or Cash App, I guess, is there, but I don't really use it. And then Coinbase for cryptocurrency, all those other things. There's many ways that you can give to our ministry, but pray for us. We would definitely could use the prayers, and we are grateful for that as well. Anyway, God bless you all. Hope you have a good day, a good night here. I'm going to go off and walk and pray and get alone with the Lord for a while, and then spend the rest of my night running around this property here, getting some stuff done and looking to see what needs to be done, and all that stuff here this week, and get ready for preparing sermons for Wednesday and Sunday and all kinds of stuff. Man, we got a lot going on. And broadcast Wednesday, 2 p.m. Central Time. I don't know what I'm going to talk about next, but 2 p.m. Central Time, we'll be here on Wednesday, and then Friday, 2 p.m. Central Time as well. Friday, trying to be consistent, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 p.m. All right? So look forward to that. And all the things the Lord has for us. God bless you all. Thank you for your prayers. And we look forward to more of what the Lord has for us. God bless you. Have a good night.